is Wade Grathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Charles Koch, the billionaire industrialist, suggested he was open to supporting Hillary Clinton for president, saying it was possible she would make a better president than her Republican rivals. Observers noted she's already asked aides to present a list of 15-20 vice presidential candidates for early vetting. Other experts say that she is the last hawk or military interventionist left in the race now. Senator Ted Cruz and Governor John Kasich of Ohio have agreed to coordinate in future primary contests in a last-ditch effort to deny Donald Trump the Republican presidential nomination, with each candidate standing aside in certain states amid growing concerns that Mr. Trump cannot otherwise be stopped. Julian Castro, former mayor of San Antonio and now HUD chief, is taking flack for his proposal to sell foreclosed homes to Wall Street. Truth emerging on the missing Mexican students. There was a tradition in the town of borrowing buses and then returning them after different events. This time, police set up roadblocks and began firing indiscriminately, including at a random bus returning from a soccer match. Survivors gathered media to tell the story and came under fire as well. Then the cover-up. Illinois State Comptroller is delaying issuing of checks to state legislators to pay more important bills first as another step in the 10-month standoff on having a state budget. Facebook's Mark Zuckerman envisions television being a $1 app available on virtual reality and virtual reality sets as cheap as $5 coming in the future. Maintenance backlog in the National Park System, though, is now $12 billion. Of the 28,588 citizens' complaints in Chicago between 2011 and 2015, covering 7,758 police officers, only 758 complaints to the board were sustained. A three-judge panel for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit overturned a lower court ruling deciding that NFL Commissioner Goodell had broad discretion to suspend players according to the collective bargaining agreement with the Players Union. Tom Brady of the Patriots is likely to sit out four games for deflating balls. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Grathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.